So that'll be a final score of Darlington 35, Chattooga nothing. Here from Prince Hunter Stadium in Darlington. Indians will fall to 1-6 on the year. Darlington will go to 5-2, and Chattooga will be at home next Friday night, hosting the Cross County rival Tryon Bulldogs. Chattooga just unable to get much going. This Darlington football team is a good football team. They're most likely going to contend for the Region 7A championship. And so the Indians are just going to have to lick their wounds and get ready for the big rivalry game next week. Darlington just a little too strong tonight on both sides of the ball. Indians couldn't really get any consistency going on offense. Had some good drives on defense. Turned the ball over on Darlington a time or two. Got a turnover on downs. Blocked the kick. But Darlington just too much this evening. So once again, we'll be back with you next Friday night at the Little Bighorn as the Tryon Bulldogs come to town.
Ben Groves and Jeremy Burke here for WZQZ Local News. It was homecoming night here at Sam R. McCain Stadium as the visiting Coosa Eagles came to town. And Burke, from the opening whistle, this one was all Bulldogs. Tryon gets the win 49-6.
Yeah, Ben, everything was going the Dogs' way. A couple of early turnovers didn't really seem to matter. The Dogs were just running through them like a knife through hot butter.
Well, the score was 28-0 at halftime. And then the Dogs built on that for the 49-6 win. Cade Smith had three touchdowns on the night, all through the air. Garrett Mahan was the recipient of one of those, an 8-yard pass. He was the first Bulldog to get on the board. Ethan Willingham caught a 63-yard touchdown pass from Cade Smith. Toby Maddox had two touchdowns on the ground, a 7-yarder and a 1-yarder. Zach Camp had two touchdown runs of 3 yards and 6 yards. Christian Henderson hauled in a 6-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Cade Smith. Coosa did finally get on the board with 1:15 left to go in the third quarter, but two-point conversion was no good. Your final score, 49-6. Burke, we turn our attention to next week, the crosstown rivalry game between Tryon and Chattooga. It'll be played at the Little Bighorn on the new turf field down there. A great night for the county. Hopefully going to have a big crowd down there for that one next week.
Yeah, you know, as Coach Patrick says, every week, go 1-0 every week. That's the plan. You got to win every game every week. And next week's just the next one on the list as they go down to Little Bighorn to play the Indians.
All right, well, Tryon moves to 6-0 on the year, 2-0 in region play. And they will face off against the Chattooga Indians next week at the Little Bighorn. Join us there for that. Once again, your final score from Tryon, 49-6. Tryon gets the win over Coosa. Want to say congratulations to the homecoming court here. The queen this year was Mary Grace Martin. First runner-up was Emerson Rose Mitchell. And second runner-up tonight was Aubrey Elizabeth Weaver. Congratulations to them and the Bulldogs with a 49-6 win over Coosa. For Jeremy Burke, this is Ben Gross for WZQZ Local News.